This is Dr. Young, neurologist in Pleasanton. The King's World patient last name is G-A-R-A-B-E-D-I-A-N. First name is Clifton, C-L-I-F-T-O-N. A patient tells me a date of visit is February 29, 2024. Next, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up. A patient tells me that in 2012, patient was in a naval base in Coronado, first up. A patient tells me that he was in a shooting exercise, first up. He was shooting a large, high recoiling weapon multiple times, first up. A patient tells me that he shot too many times, first up. A patient tells me that he was shooting more than the times that he was supposed to, first up. But after that, a patient tells me that he felt dizzy, lightheadedness, nausea, first up. A patient tells me that he had he sustained from a concussive blast from the repetitive explosion, first up. First up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, powerful patient had confusion, disorientation, and nausea for the whole day. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that since the event, a patient has significant light sensitivity, difficulty to sleep at night. First up, patient of insomnia symptoms. First up, patient also stuttering. First up, patient has memory loss. First up, patient has anxiety disorder. First up, patient also balancing difficulties. First up, patient of headaches. First up, he also sometimes have blurred vision. First up, patient of sleep issues. So first up, patient tells me they have cognitive impairment. First up, a patient also tells me that he was diagnosed with anxiety disorder, depression, insomnia disorder, PTSD, panic attacks. First up, a patient also history of alcoholism. First up, a patient also he has tinnitus. First up, next paragraph. A patient currently working as a sheriff department as a sheriff. First up, a patient tells me that his insomnia symptoms is significant affecting his job. First up, a patient tells me that he has difficulty concentrating and focus. First up, a patient also have panic attacks. First up, a patient also have headaches and visual blur vision. First up, these symptoms are affecting the way he does his job. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that his current symptoms are not likely a result of the traumatic brain injury, first up. His symptoms currently including significant panic attacks, anxiety symptoms, stuttering, and memory loss, these symptoms are likely from his underlying psychiatric illness, including anxiety disorder, depression, PTSD, he likely had sustained a mild concussion on that day in 2012, with a repetitive high recalling weapon firing. He likely have dizziness, tinnitus, he had dizziness, disorientation, and nausea that day. He might have sustained a mild concussion on that day. However, I do not think that was severe enough to cause his current symptoms. It is my opinion that the high recoil, the large high recalling weapon, is causing him to have these symptoms that he's experiencing now. This marks the end of dictation.